Walter was and is extremely fact-oriented. You know, I spent 3 days with him interviewing him about 5 or 6 hours a day. And again, if I asked him something from his emotional life, it was as if he didn't really understand the question. If I asked him how long it took him to get from his house in Philadelphia to the Jersey Shore, he would give me a 15-minute street-by-street description. You know, right. You go up to Roosevelt Avenue, and then you go left, and then you go 4 blocks. And, you know, so it struck me as a little bit of a sort of Rain Man kind of a situation. That's what I thought mm-hmm. the first day when I left him. There's something – and a lot of people had told me, his brother had said to me, Walter's not retarded, but he's on the road there. So this was what a lot of people said. They said, you're going to notice that he's off. You're going to understand that he's retarded. These terms, I understand these aren't these are not nice terms, but this right. is what people were telling me. And so after my first day with him, I thought, that's not the problem. His intellect is okay. He understands what's going on. He's got some social disability, and it's more than just awkwardness. And I had a friend at the time who was working with students with Asperger's. And so that's, for me, that clicked in my mind, and I thought, oh, that's what's going on with Walter. He's not just awkward. He's on the autism spectrum somewhere.
Right.
So that, again, in terms of sort of delving into someone's character to try to write about them, that's kind of a challenging thing. On the other hand, in terms of not having the emotional pressure of someone trying to manipulate you, you know, through the whole process, that was very helpful.